Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want to, where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing all right, I suppose.
On this soggy...
Can you hear me okay there?
I can hear you just fine. I think I'm a little hot.
Okay.
I was doing a little bit of recording this week.
Oh, what were you doing?
Porch City thing. Oh. So.
The one that got dropped through the week or another one?
Starting another one, ready? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I gotta be ahead on these. Oh yeah, I'm on a roll. That's exactly right. You gotta keep it going. But
good stuff.
It's a couple minutes late on this soggy Sunday morning.
Soggy Sunday morning mayhem.
That a lot of people think it's 10 something right now. So they might be coming to the show an hour late, and we'll still be on. So that's why I.
Yeah, I guess maybe for an extra couple minutes.
Oh, I missed the show.
We did that for them.
Yeah, just to let them know
started
that
a little late.
Let them know that we're on still.
We're on.
It's crazy weather, eh? Like, it's just crazy.
It's just wet.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at the field, it's just like, it's going to be a lake pretty soon.
I was noticed on my way out here, out into the county where the ditches are deep. The ditches are almost full.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, up to the road, you know, they have the ways underneath everybody's driveway, those big brown
culverts.
Culverts.
Yeah, there's a nice word I know you like.
And the water is like up in some cases past them.
Right.
Like it just runs right through and
it's crazy. Around here. I always check my sump pump regularly when the weather's like this springtime. That's when everybody's sump pump fails.
You don't realize how much water comes down, eh?
It's crazy amounts of water.
Yeah.
Torrential.
I wouldn't have thought it's that much, you know, especially being right in the city, you know. Yeah, the ground's wet, okay, so what? But you get out here and you realize how much rain water's fallen.
Yeah, the city knows how to take care of rainfall in a very, you know, engineered Army Corps sort of way. Whereas out here, nature does a lot of its thing on its own.
Good name for a book or something. The City Knows. I like that. Mark that down.
Taking book notes.
10.
Taking notes and names. Hey, we were driving home from Tilbury last night, and it was crazy. Like, I was slowing down because it was raining so hard because there's so much water on the road as well. I don't want to start hydroplaning and fly off into one of those full ditches.
And it's funny when you sometimes hit a little patch of water in the road with your car will just pull.
I hate that.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. You want to have some kind of control. You know, in the wintertime, you drive with some care, caution when there's snow on the road and you know, you're ready for some kind of slippery, slidey mess. But when you're driving in the rain, when it's that much water on the ground, it's kind of dangerous. What else I wanted to mention? Oh, we went to Tilbury last night, watched my younger son play. They won. And then my older son was to play Tilbury in Bell River, the midget team, the older division of hockey. They get there and there's only two referees there. And neither of them are level 3 referees, and there's got to be at least one level 3 ref at a midget game.
And why wasn't one there?
Yeah, why wasn't one there? That's what I want to know. So Tilbury said, no, we're not playing for whatever reason. I think there's a backstory to that as well.
Scared of losing.
Maybe. And so we're like, ugh, all the kids are dressed, they're warmed up, ready to go, and they're bailing. They're not going to play. Yeah. So all the kids go into the dressing room, start getting undressed. We're waiting outside for our kid to come to the car. Oh, change of plan. No, call the convener. And they said, we're going to play. Hmm. You got to play this game. Oh, okay. Kids get all dressed up again. 20 minutes later, they're all on this, ready to drop the puck. Some guy comes in to the arena. Oh, stop.
Some official.
Yeah. Can't play this game.
Without it's against, level 3,
yeah.
It's against regulation.
Stopped. And so we were there pretty much the same amount of time that we would have been there for a hockey game. But nothing was
No game.
No game. Some kids got dressed twice. brutal.
Wow. So when's the game? You got a new date for it or anything?
The makeup game. No, I have no idea what's going to happen there.
The makeup. I hate playing the makeup game.
You'd like playing the makeup game because you have to play with makeup.
Oh, yeah. That makeup game.
I saw that picture that Terry Wilms put up of Jeff Hoppen of Wicked Angel. Did you see that?
Wicked Angel fame. Yeah.
Did you guys wear makeup in those days? No. Or it was just clothes?
No. Just clothes. We wore clothes.
We didn't
play naked at that time.
The Chili Peppers were playing naked at that time with a sock on.
You know what? I'm thinking, did we ever? We never wore. You know what? Way early back in the day, we did. I think we did wear eyeliner to make our eyes stand out because we were like really evil.
We were really evil.
Well, we had all the leather with the studs and all the crazy stuff, you know, and that was a big thing to make your eyes stand out and your put some black around them and your hair up kind of thing. We did that. No regular makeup, I don't believe, except one time we played a volunteer show for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and they had all kinds of entertainers there, so they had a whole, some kind of a group there that did all makeup for people, for everybody to go on television and everything, and they just thought we were Twisted Sister, and they just did this makeup thing, and I don't know why we weren't against it or anything, and okay, fine, whatever, you know, and they had the blush and everything to make the cheeks look like whatever, and all the whole shebang.
You look like clowns.
And it was a little much, I'd say, but it was... It was a funny experience, and our slot time was, I think, 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
What?
We did about 5 or 6 tunes and some interesting stuff. I got some good photos and video from that. But
where was that at?
That was something to remember. That was here at behind McDonald's. There's a on Goyu. There's a hotel there or something. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
But it was at that place, and it was filmed. It was all on TV and everything. And that was way, way back, early 80s sometime, I think.
Were you any good then?
Of course, yeah. The best.
The best. Yeah. We weren't just good. We were the best.
Still are.
You can't say that.
Sure I can. We just got a record deal. Well, you got to be pretty good.
I didn't say good at what, did I? No, I meant, were you good musically?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were always good. Came from a lot of practice. We worked hard at being good.
All right.
We were always a good, tight band.
When you played out, you were always good, is what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you didn't come from your mother's womb and we were good right from the get-go.
That's a tough call. I'd have to really dig deep and, you know. But no, yeah, we were good. We were well-known and I'd say we were good, yeah.
Cool. From what I've seen, you guys rocked.
We rocked.
Anything else going on in your neck of the woods? I didn't ask you about.
Not really, no.
Complained about hockey, but.
No, I don't think so.
This was a non-busy week for you.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Don't fear the future, says Obama in a big interview with, the New York Times aboard his Air Force One. Don't fear the future, he says. He's going to turn things around, but not right away. He says it's not going to happen this year, probably. He's going to get all the pillars in place.
And, he's going to get some pillars happening.
Got to get some pillars. Where are you going to get pillars? The White House?
There's some pillars there, is there?
Well, he's all set then.
Is there? I'm not positive about that.
Pillars are all in place. Oh, there probably is. I'm going to say there's pillars at the White House.
Okay.
You know, if anybody knows any different, give us a shout.
Yahoo. Messenger.
I was excited this morning. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hop on Messenger. I'm on there right now. Our username is The Jabbercast.
Yahoo Messenger or MSN. MSN. I think there's some things all tie in together now, eh?
Well, yeah.
Just the two?
They're both the same. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They should just tie everything together.
Well, you can get programs that do tie things together. They can get everything in one, your IRQ and your Messenger and your AIM and your Twitter and your Facebook all in one.
And your IRS and your FBI and your...
That's lyrics to a song, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I have no idea about songs.
I have no idea about songs. We were good, but I don't know the songs.
I don't.
So Obama is saying, don't fear the Reaper, the future.
Yeah, don't fear the future. That's what he says. He says, I don't think you should fear the future. He's going to turn things around. And he doesn't think that people should suddenly mistrust all of the financial institutions either.
Well, that's good.
Well, of course he's got to say that. He's the president.
Yeah, but it was those financial institutions that got him in.
Of course. I don't trust any financial institution. Unfortunately, we need them. We have to use them. But do you really trust any of them? No. I don't trust anything.
You don't trust anything?
Anything.
Do you trust the chair you're sitting
no.
in?
No. Look at it. It's rickety. I could fall at any moment. No, but you can't really... I don't think you can really trust any... I don't know if you can trust the government. Let's just put it that way.
Blatantly. Really?
You know what I mean? So... In any way, shape, or form, honestly, they're out for themselves. So, some yes. things work out in our favor, and most things don't.
That's right.
They're, and a lot, I don't even point. Know whether it works out or not.
That's a good point. They are all out for themselves.
They're covert.
Politicians are, by their nature...
Fat and greedy.
Well, no. I think politicians, by their nature, are self-centered. So, they're looking out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then I think once they get in... They turn into something else. I think they try to keep the same. I think it's a facade they put on.
I don't even know. I don't even think it's so much self-centered, like self. It's all of them centered. You know, that's a whole new, you know what I mean? It's like the difference between military, civilian, politician. You know what I mean? They have their, they're in the hierarchy somewhere. And
oh, I see.
They're so, power.
So once they
that's
make
the way it,
it
is. Once, yeah, once yeah. they're in, that's something. Even though they do seem like that personally, I mean, they, you know, but that's, they use everything to their advantage, I think. But would they ever want to take a pay cut like some people have to now?
Oh, no, they don't take pay cuts.
That's the kind of thing I mean.
They vote. They get to vote if they get a raise.
Right. Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
I want to. The mayor of Detroit did take a pay cut. The new mayor or mayor-to-be.
Well, that's the whole thing. We're talking bad about politicians, but you always can make note of this guy, this one guy over here and this one guy here who you know that in his heart of hearts is looking out for the people.
Yeah, but is he?
He is.
I suppose.
I think there is instances.
But you got to look at some other things as well. He wants to get elected. That would probably get him elected as a mayor. You know what I mean?
That for the next time, you mean?
Well, for the next time or whatever, yeah. Just take a pay cut. He, you know, people will trust him. Look at what he's doing. You know, he's sacrificing something of his own to get somewhere. But that's what he wants is to get there. He's not only out to help, you know, Detroit or whoever the guy's running for or whatever. He's out for himself.
Detroit.
And he'll have all those perks that he so desires by getting in, even though his pay is cut. I mean, he's still going to get this and get that and have all the riches that come along with his political persona.
I think you're, I love your, the fact that you don't trust and you got to watch out for everybody. But I think in that particular case, I think he's a good guy. Only because...
I'm not saying he's not
only because
guy,
that position where he came from was under such scrutiny and the guy just before him went to jail. He's in jail right now.
But do you think at all that went through his mind or he told his wife or he thought of that, if I do this, people are going to like me and I'll probably get voted in or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose there is some...
I think that has to go through his mind.
Yeah, at some point you have to have
he knows that's going to be his selling point.
Political roadmap, yeah. You have to be looking ahead, and that's probably one of the stones in there.
You know, are there some better guys than others? Sure. Of course there are, you know. And that's good, I guess. But, I mean, on a whole, I don't think you can trust any of them.
Would you consider being a politician?
Of course.
Because you would you be trustable?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Of course, or you'd have to make appear to be. But I think they have. I also think they have some rules to follow, and those are untrusting rules. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
I think they have their. They have agendas that aren't always. the best thing for the people, but they have to, you know, they have their rules to follow of how they have to get those things done. And that can be some misguided trust.
Misguided, you know? Trust. I like that.
So they have to do what they have to do to get wherever they need to be, or they need the city to be, or they need the state to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, do I think I could do something like that? Well, yeah, of course, I guess. You know,
of course.
But it's, you know, not the greatest thing for everybody else.
No, of course not.
Not necessarily something you'd want to do either, but I mean, to get out of it, which you know what I mean? That's, you know, they got a great job. That's the only way that I look at it. Like, it would be a, you know, that's a good position.
I agree. A piece of news that I wanted to mention was, I don't know what's going on with skiers this late in the season in Canada, but as you might recall, last week, that Quebec couple, they were found after they left three different SOS messages in the snow. Did you hear?
Yeah.
And they found a couple, but the wife wasn't still living. 9 days. Can you imagine 9 days?
Well, they got information on that a couple of different times, and the authorities were notified, and they didn't do anything about it.
Well, they did do something. They do what they normally do. They go to the hotels and see if anybody's missing. Is there a guest that didn't?
Verification and all the process, but they...
But they kind of left themselves... They checked out of their hotel, went skiing, they were going to go do something else. So they were really being as spontaneous as they could be when they went skiing, and then they went ahead and went skied out of bounds.
But I think they could have put more, a little more into it than they did. I mean, you just check the hotel, okay, they checked out, well, yeah, and they must have went home. Well, they find out about home, contact somebody, that you know, a relative or something.
A relative of who?
Well, of them, they know who the people are.
But they checked out, and so did 100 other guests in the same hotel checked out that day. Which guests, you know, they don't know who, they don't know if anybody's missing. Where are they supposed to start? There's just an SOS in the snow.
Yeah,
so, and they checked the rental places to see if any rentals were outstanding, but they had their own equipment, so they couldn't do that. So they did, I think, what they could do, the police did, but you're saying the RCMP should have...
They should have went and searched or something.
I think an RCMP helicopter should have went in the area where the SOS was at.
They shouldn't take anything that lightly, you know, when somebody's life's at stake there.
Yeah, when you see an SOS out in that back country, for you to get out there... Odds are you're out there and you can't get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have definitely... So anyway, same place, Golden, B.C., which I've been to Golden, B.C., laid some carpet there way back in my way back years.
What's that? Is that a metaphor for something?
What?
Laid some carpet?
No, I laid carpet, yeah.
All right.
I was living in Calgary and this carpet layer hired me and we drove out to Golden, B.C. and laid some carpet in this guy who he had developments.
Yeah.
Like, you know, subdivisions, and we'd go lay carpet in the subdivision. It was in Gold, BC, which is where Kicking Horse is, which is where that couple were from. Two guys in bounds skied, I guess it was whiteout conditions, and they skied off a cliff.
Wow.
And they died. So two other people from the exact same place died. And then I just read this week a little girl on a ski trip with her school at Blue Mountain here in Ontario, which is where we normally go skiing, she had a helmet on, and she hit a tree, and she died.
With a helmet on?
Yeah. I'd like to know what happened there. What's the deal with that?
Well, you know, if you hit a tree, even though you have a helmet on, there's still a blow. You know, it might stop your skull from getting cracked, but that blow can be devastating.
And it depends on how tight her helmet was, of course. You know, some of those kids just wear their helmet just loosey-goosey on top of their head. And if she hit her head right on the forehead or something like that.
Could be just about anything. I mean, you could hit your face still. You know, push your nose into your brain and you're done. Or you just bang hard enough. You know?
That's three incidences that I just casually came across in Canada of skiers.
It's pretty bad.
Dying.
And in science and space.
Got to have the science and space news.
Asteroid passing was a cosmic near miss to Earth. And this was, what was it called? 2000, let me see if I can find the thing. 2009 DD45.
That's the number of the asteroid?
That's the name that they've given it, yeah. And it was, almost 49,000 miles from Earth when it zipped past early, it would have been last Monday. And where did it zip past through? Why do I want to say Africa? But I don't think it's Africa.
He's
Siberia 1908 was the previous one that was really close. And that was there's a tiny one in 2004 within 4,000 miles.
That's pretty close.
Africa, I'm thinking of one that actually came into broke up before it came into our, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was headed right for here, and that was Africa. And this one here, Siberia again, yeah.
Okay.
Forest in Siberia.
43,000 miles.
Almost 49, 48.8.
So
about a fifth of the distance away from the moon, I guess.
So it was in between the moon and Earth.
Well, that distance.
Yeah.
Distance-wise, that's pretty close.
Can you travel all the way around the world and have traveled 40,000 miles? I'm not sure what the circumference
of the Earth is. That I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know. You can do it in 80 days.
I think you can do it in a couple of days, don't you? It's not that long of a thing.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
All right. When is that coming?
I don't know.
Oh, we're just advertising.
Yeah, we're just advertising, and I don't know, man. I'm pretty much set with it, and I have the okay from Lana to do her area of the show, and I have of course music up the wazoo, and
music up the wazoo.
Dirty when I pull it out, but I have like at least 12 to 15 interviewees on hold, so it's just a matter of doing it. I really don't have the time. But I want to, so I'm hoping that in the next couple of weeks or so I'll start taping interviews.
You better.
So everybody's ready to go.
I'm going to check in next week, and if you don't have some kind of prep work, we're not playing those ads anymore. Yeah, and you got some nice IDs and everything.
Yeah, the IDs are cool. Yeah,
you're ready to go.
What does the term imply?
What is the in-crowd? Okay, yeah, let's introduce the topic.
Yeah, well, that's the way. And what does the term imply? The in-crowd. See the way I did it there? It's like a little different, you know?
A clique of some kind. People who...
Popular.
Popular, who have money, who have some kind of clout. Clout's another good word.
Mm-hmm. Very nice word.
The clout of the people make them in the in-crowd. How do you get in the in crowd?
Those are the things we're going to talk about today's show. The in crowd.
I definitely don't want to be in the in crowd.
How many of you are or were on the in crowd? You definitely don't want to be on the in crowd?
No.
No? But a lot of people do. And why do they? And what measures would they go to be on the in crowd? Are the politicians on the in crowd? We were just talking about politicians before the break and before the... Was it before the news, I think?
Before the news, yes. Where would you like to start? Do you want to answer that political question?
Let's start with kids, maybe.
Okay.
Youngsters, school, kind of thing.
That's where it gets ingrained.
What was the in crowd? You know, let's even back up even further to when you're a kid, little kid, maybe even just, you know, early on in grade school or even before that, you know, you're playing with the kids in the neighborhood kind of thing. I think they tend to segregate groups and cliques, just the kids that play around the neighborhood. Who's the cool ones? Who are they going to let do this or let do that or be a part of, you know, what they do. No, you're not playing with us, or no, you don't have this kind of bicycle, or you don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that somehow is learned early on.
Right.
And what even does that?
And a lot of times it doesn't even change of what makes somebody in the in crowd once they get older. It starts, you're talking preschool,
sure,
right?
Yeah. I'm talking little kids.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to say it's the girl who had a very, she was in your face all the time, and she had lots of self-confidence, and she was a big mouth, as we might call her. And she thought she knew everything, and she would let you know, she'd be one of those girls. You can't do that, Mike LaPlante. You're
she's one of those girls. And everything. Yeah.
Oh yes. And so that gave her some kind of power.
And then that's Tipper Gore today.
Tipper Gore. Exactly. Is it Michelle Obama?
I don't know.
I don't think
she doesn't strike me.
I don't think so. But anyway, okay. And it was also the bully who wasn't necessarily always a bully. It was just the kid. It was the big kid who wasn't afraid to whack someone who pissed them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe just naturally had that control or that, you know.
Right. He might have been hit by his dad, or he saw his mom get hit by his dad, or.
And there we go. We kind of sort of step into that, possibly the heredity or, you know, the gene thing where they have these things pre-instilled to be a boss maybe, or to be outgoing or outspoken perhaps, or
exactly
mean. Could just be mean.
Right.
You know? And you see a lot of that stuff. I mean, in families and things like that, you know, the circle goes around where, you know, the father beats the mother and the kid ends up doing it, or they marry somebody that's similar to so-and-so because that's just the way the circle goes around for them.
It's a vicious circle. You bet.
It's odd. But yeah, it starts out when we're just young. But I think when you really think about what the in crowd is and what it means, and I think you think of high school. I tend to, more than anything.
Of course. Because that's when the groups get very well defined.
Yeah, and you're at a point in your life, especially in high school, where you understand the in crowd or the hip crowd or the cool people, and you know what I mean? That's where it becomes sort of meaningful to you as a teenager, I guess, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right. You lose a little more of the authority of the teachers. The teachers are not so much shaping your ideas and your ideals and your opinions.
It's not like them that you want to be. It's like Joe Smith on the football team with all the cheerleaders around him, or the, you know, the cool people that are hanging out in the smoking area, or you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're not always the best role models, but they're the ones with all the friends, and they're the ones with the, you know what I mean?
They are usually the least, they're the opposite of a role model, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Usually, they're the kind of people that you probably don't want to be like. And if you're not in with their in crowd, you definitely don't want to be like them. You don't try to be in with them.
And what percentage of the in crowd, say in high school, ends up being, you know, still playing that part later in life? They get a good job, and they, you know, they still have maybe even the friends that they were with in high school, or
sure,
you know, I would say that it would be pretty high.
I think
that
would
still be like that. You know what I mean? They're
absolutely,
or what they, or the people at high school time consider them to be the in crowd.
Yeah.
I imagine they still are that.
Yeah. Positively. I think you're right. I think the in crowd stays with the in crowd later on in their life. I think maybe their values may change once they have children and they realize maybe their child isn't capable of being like them and being cool or hip or athletic or smart or whatever. And they say, oh, I'm going to have to accept him because he's my kid. Or some kid, parents don't accept them.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then they
try and turn them into what they were, you know, to be an in kid.
Yeah, they want their kid to be.
You got to be like this or like that, or you should be dressing like this, or to be cool, you have to, you know what I mean? Or
right.
Get them involved in things where they can be popular, you know, kind of thing. But
I exactly.
See some parents not, like you said, not accepting maybe that their kid might not be. So they try and make them, you know.
Yes. And, or maybe as a parent, they were not they were persecuted by the in crowd, so they don't want their kid to be in the same boat. So they push them, and you go in the dance class, you go in the karate class, or, you know, you go to learn a different language, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. To better equip them to be part of the in crowd.
And is there only an in and an out crowd? Is it black and white, or do you think there's in between?
Is there?
You know, are either you're the in crowd that hangs out with the in people, or who you perceive them to be at, say, in high school, or mm-hmm. there's the out crowd where you're not cool. But is there an in between? I think there's an in between.
Oh, there definitely is an in between.
What would be the out crowd?
They're the kids who don't really care if they're included in the crowd that they hang out with. The inclusion is the whole part of the in crowd. Mm-hmm. That's the cash you get to carry. When I say cash, I mean, you know, that's the bling that you get to say, hey, I'm on the in crowd. And everybody knows you're in the in crowd because, you know, you hang out with the leader of that in crowd or the leader of that clique.
What about like the group of nerds or something?
Yeah, whereas the out crowd.
That's still a clique.
Yeah, but you don't
forced, I guess.
Forced, exactly. So if you want to hang out with those guys, they're more likely to accept you. Yeah, come on in. In fact, if you're not as nerdy as them, or if you're a little more attractive than them, a little smarter than them, or whatever, they're more apt to accept you. Or would they not? Well, it depends on what your personality is. Usually, those people are more. Down to earth, they wear their heart on their sleeve. You know, they're good people. Whereas we're saying the people who are in the in crowd are a little more fake, I guess is the word.
Sure.
Whereas the nerds or the kids hanging out in the smoking area, who, you know, for whatever reason, usually socioeconomic reasons, that's where life has put them.
And well, I think
they can be more down to earth.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what they do can sort of determine whether they're in or not, too. I mean, you say out in the smoking area that, and I think that can be an in crowd. You know, the group that hangs out in the smoking area are the cool people. They're smoking, maybe they're smoking pot, they're cool, and there may be a lot of people that would like to hang out with them even, you know, either do or don't do those things, but... It looks attractive to them. They want to hang out with these, you know, all the chicks that are out there and the cool guys, you know what I mean? And
I think there is a whole different dynamic as far as the smoking session crowd goes.
And the jock crowd, maybe?
Yeah, there's the jock crowd. There's the jocks who aren't in the in crowd, but they're still jocks, just like there's kids who are hanging out in the smoking area who would like to be hanging out with so-and-so and so-and-so because they might have a car, or they might have a job, they have more money, or they might, like you say, they might smoke weed or whatever. And so there is probably an in crowd within that out crowd kind mm-hmm. of thing. You know what I mean? So, whereas, with the uppy, preppy, smart in crowd, there's, you know, a different dynamic in that as well.
And then of course the, out individual, who doesn't hang out with anybody or want to be like anyone, just keeps to themselves and, yeah, the loner. Doesn't have any desire to hang out with the, you know what I mean? Good marks in school, just does what he's told, right home after school.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily, and is that the best thing, I wonder?
That is not the best thing.
Maybe lacking in some social skills.
Exactly. Whereas I think a good portion of the high school population anyway falls is you have usually a friend or maybe two friends, you know what I mean? So it's you and your best friend mm-hmm. and you guys stick it out, and then you might have a buddy who might come in for a little while, but then he falls out of favor, but you two keep going on through your high school career. I think that happens a lot where, you know, you have your one close pal or friend or whatever. Or you're the guy who just, like, who's like my son, who's, he only has one friend, and it's his girlfriend, and he constantly thinks about her and talks to her and texts her all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I know there's other kids just like him, who are, you know, they get so caught up a relationship with the opposite sex. And they don't care about it. They don't care about any crowds, that's for sure. You know.
Is that good?
I don't think it is. We talked about it last night. Because my other son, you know, has sleepovers and stuff. Like, you know, Jonas, why don't you have a friend over? Like, you know.
Well, he does want his friend over.
Yeah, his girlfriend. A couple weeks ago, he had a couple buddies over and they did some jamming. That's the thing that kind of gets me. You know, he's got all this talent. He could be drumming down there and getting together and rock out.
But laying down your tracks.
Laying down my tracks.
I can see that the points that might not be good. The lack of some diversity in relationship or relationship with same sex, I guess.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you want to take the high school in crowd any farther? You want to bring it up to adulthood?
Yeah, we'll do that after something.
After something?
If you are in need of professional animation, look no further. Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Screeching Weasel.
What is
punk
that?
Punk band from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
A couple of big guys have gone, bigger guys have gone through Screeching Weasel, and like, one most notably is the I guess I'm gonna say he's the bass player from Green Day. I forget his name.
His
Ditz,
name
Dirt Dernt
Mike
Dernt,
isn't it?
I don't know. Dernt or Dirt
Dernt, Dernt. I think.
Yeah. He was in Screeching Weasel at one
really?
Time. Yeah, and another guy who's a pretty big producer, young Italian kid, has produced lots of bands, and Screeching Weasel, his own band. What's their name now? He's also produced, I think, at least one Smoking Pope CD.
Oh, cool.
Some other good stuff. So, anyway, a cool punk band, and this tune is called Cool Kids. There you go.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it. Making me jokes about you, ha ha. You little twin. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it. You're a real cool bunch of deflated musketeers and a laugh at the tops, cause your mom got you from Sears. You told them they'll never let you in, cause it's a real cool club and you're not part of it.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
that what's it called? Screeching Weasels.
Screeching Weasel, yeah.
Cool punk tune there.
Yeah.
You don't have an album title from that, do you? Or do I?
Oh, Screeching Weasel. You'll have that there.
Physical Fatness.
There you go. That's a compilation from Fat Records.
Oh, there you go.
It's volume 3, actually. Very cool. Fat Records volumes are great, man. Good punk stuff.
I'll have to check that out.
There you go. You can visit our website, www.thejabbercast.com. You can check out what shows we have coming up. We have a list of upcoming shows on the website, and you can go to the contact page. You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or
you can leave us a message on our My Chingo widget on the contact page, which you can find at the Jabbercast website. And we could use some new show topics.
New show topics, any kind of audio message that you want to leave us or that you want played on the show. You know, if you have an interesting story on one of the topics that we do have,
mm-hmm.
or something that, you know, you'd like to see us talk about on the show, discuss, and leave us a message and leave us your story. We'll put it in the show.
Sure. And this week's story comes from Paul Tartanone. No,
but we can tell you that next week's show will be on, it's the Obsessive Compulsive Show.
Really? Wait a minute. I got to wash my hands.
We'll take a look at this phenomenon of the mind.
It is a phenomenon of the mind.
Obsessive compulsive people.
Do you know anybody? Oh, never mind. I'll ask you next week.
Save it for the show.
Save it for the show.
But of course, this week's show is on the in crowd.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised you didn't have a In with the In Crowd.
In with the In Crowd song?
Yeah.
What is that?
Who is it by me and all that? I don't know who it is. I'm in with the in crowd. I do with the in crowd.
Didn't see it come up in my search on my music drive.
That means you don't. What do you think? You have every song ever?
I think
recorded?
So, yeah. I probably overlooked it. Who is it? I have it.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
No clue.
Every song. I do have every song except that one.
Every song ever recorded is on Big JD's music drive.
Drobo. Big JD's Drobo.
Oh, did you get your Drobo?
No. I have no money to buy anything.
Well, wait till you get your first advance.
Yeah. I'd love an advance. If anybody wants to send me an advance for some any unknown reason, feel free. Email us at hearmeoutthejabbercast.com. You want to invest in the Jabbercast show?
Yeah.
Email us at thejabbercast.
If you invest in the show, we're going to take this show to a new and awesome place.
A new height altogether. Oh. Could we get any higher, though? We don't know. But or if you want to advertise in the Jabbercast, get in touch with us.
Sure.
We'll whip you up a cool idea unless you have your own, and we'll play it on the show.
Can I just see if this in crowd tune is...
We get respect from the people.
That's the song.
I bet I have it.
Okay. That's the Mamas and the Papas. I wish I had ducking on this. Like, when I talk, I want that to go down.
Well, you actually do have, to a point, some automatic ducking. I don't know if it's automatic, actually. I think you may have to click on the arrows and brings things up and down to a point. See that little slider there? That's what brings us up and music down. We have everything at half each.
I see. So I
But I don't. But I don't think it's automatic. But you can, if you have. I'm going to say if you have some kind of ducking VST plugin or something,
what?
Then you could plug in.
There's a VST ducking?
I don't know. There.
I don't know.
I don't know if there is a ducking plugin.
Pecking Jesus. Duck.
Good Jesus. So, anyway, we've been talking about the in crowd, and
yeah, I like doing that kind of thing. Like, I know I listen to other podcasts, and people bring up YouTube videos or something, and you get to listen to the audio of the YouTube video while the people are talking, kind of.
We can do that, but you could have turned it down, though, and we could have still talked. That was loud.
Yes, it was
at the regular volume.
Okay,
so
that actually, I remember last couple of weeks I had to turn down the iTunes slider quite a bit. Did we test the iTunes on the
today?
Yeah, I don't think we did. Did we?
Yeah, it was the first thing you did, and I said we have to check our mics now. So
No, we're checking your the volume come out of your iTunes through this little deal.
No, we checked the other one too.
Okay.
I remember distinctly. It's going to be fine. So what about adulthood and the in crowd? We talked a little bit about carrying that over later in life, but what if you're, maybe you've never been on the in crowd or it's a whole new thing for you, you know, getting into an established, say you start a job somewhere and are you one of the cool people around the water cooler? Are you the, you know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Well, that's, I'm wondering, so, as an adult, where to be in an in crowd, you have to have an, like you say, there's got to be some kind of out crowd or neutral crowd. So you have to be in a certain.
And you probably have to have that personality somehow.
Organization. Well, I'm just wondering, it has to be at work. Or it has to be at the gym.
I suppose anywhere, even the gym, or you know, do does a person like that get in on an in crowd everywhere he goes? You know, is he the in guy at the office and the in guy at the gym with another group of people, and is he the in guy at you know, in his bowling league? You know what I mean? The group that goes out after and hangs out and stuff, and the other guys just go home because they're not, you know, well, I don't really hang around those guys besides the bowling thing, you know. I have that in common with them, but I don't go party with them, and I don't hang out with them, and I don't go watch the game with them at their, you know, but this guy hangs out with them all. He's cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does he do it everywhere?
Yeah.
Or she, perhaps?
Probably she is in there somewhere.
You don't so much think of women in that same context, I don't think.
I do.
But do you?
Yeah. I think I know more strong headed women personalities than I do men, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a big thing too. Same thing, I suppose. You see a lot in the movies and the cheerleaders and that kind of thing.
Cheerleaders.
You know? They're the ones that all hang out together, I guess, or that is
the epitome cool of an in crowd. Whatever,
but yeah.
Cheerleaders, I think.
I don't even remember we had cheerleaders in high school. We must have, eh? I must have had cheerleaders in high school. Don't remember. I didn't know and never seen one.
No, eh?
No.
I know at St. Anne's they abolished them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love you. Remember having, seeing them or anything.
We had them for sure.
I guess we had them.
Pom-poms and short skirts and
meow. Yeah, I'm sure we did, but I don't think I really bothered with the football thing or anything or went and seen any games or.
You didn't go see your school play in sports?
No.
Okay. Neither did I. Honestly, I wasn't, didn't give a hoot about school activities.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Do I have regrets?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Yes, I do. I wish I would have been more into that, because now that my kids play football and, you know, that whole school thing, it had a lot to offer that I didn't take advantage of.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think I would
have. But do you think if you did and you were really into that, would you miss some of the things, though, that you did get to do? With other friends, maybe, or
yeah, I don't think it would have been as important though in the whole scheme of things.
You think you would have learned? You learned more, maybe, about life taking the route you did.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that's a good point.
Maybe
I know the point you're trying to make there, but
yeah, I'm just the whole life experience as opposed to. I mean, I hung out with a lot of diverse bunch of people. You know, I hung out with in crowd people, but. I was really, I think, into other things, you know? So it was like a partial thing for me.
Oh, so you were diverse.
You know, I don't know how to, but I guess it was, I suppose there was other in crowds then, you know what I mean? I think there's groups of, you know, what in crowds are. I mean, there's, I think, the big group of cool people maybe and partiers and stuff like that, as opposed to maybe the jock. Kind of thing, and I kind of consider them both, I guess, in crowds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So I mean, obviously, it wasn't the jocks and the cheerleader thing. I was in, you know, to the other stuff, but at the same time, not a lot. You know what I mean? I was into other things with my group of friends. You know what I mean?
Would you say that you were in an in crowd?
I wouldn't put it that way. No. I would say that I was in with the in crowd, maybe, but not in. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
They would consider me as, you know, cool to hang out with them. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't really into. I don't know if it was that I don't know that I was into being part of a clique. okay. so to speak.
You were accepted by the in crowd.
Exactly.
But you weren't actually.
And I'd hang out with them, and I still, there's a lot of those people are my friends today. But not like my close friends were.
Right.
Where I'd, you know, where I'd rather be, what I'd rather be doing.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know, and I think, you know, the in crowds would do a lot of things as a bigger group. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I wasn't so much into the hoopla.
Hoopla.
Yeah. And I think I've been like that forever, though. Even through the band thing, not so much into all the hoopla, you know, caught up in the whole, you know, partying thing. And I was a little bit different than what you would think I was going through that whole era. You know what I mean? But I think I'm good for it. I like it.
He's
I like
good.
The way I am.
He's good for it.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So we're talking today about today in the world of tech. I thought you had something lined up. I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say.
I was just playing around.
Okay. I was just going to mention the upgrades that Apple had made to their hardware.
Mm.
And
what a wonderful mention.
If it enticed you at all, or say, oh, I wish I could jump in now if I had the money, or
no. I wonder if anything will change by the time that or we, you know what I mean? And I'm okay with that.
I or we.
Honestly, the later that I get anything, it seems anymore, the better it is. I mean, you could put off forever, you know, the next time that is an upgrade and you're not quite ready to buy, or you don't have the money and you think, well, that's cool, because the next one will be even better. That just goes on forever. And, you know, at some point in the game, you have to get what you need. And you know, unfortunately, you may lose out on the next thing that comes out. You know what I mean? But that's the way it's going to be all the time.
You're never going to be ahead of anything, that's for sure.
But that's obviously a great announcement. You know, anything that they announce, I think, is an exciting thing. And so that's cool. And would I like to get it right now? I guess if I could, yeah, I suppose I would. But, you know, it'll probably be after the next announcement that, you know, I'll be in the position to get something new. And I don't know. I have a lot of things to pay for in the near future. So I got to really, you know, figure out what I'm going
to
do.
So what? Back in the tech news, Apple announced upgrades to their Mac Minis, their iMacs, and
Minis, the iMac, the Mac Pro.
It was
updated.
A little small update to the MacBook Pro 15.
Mac Pro.
Oh, the Mac Pros. That's what it is. It's the Mac Pros. Yes, they put new processors in them. I don't think anybody in our listening audience is going to be going out and buying a Mac Pro.
Start at $2,500.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
But you know, the funny thing is, how good that is. I would look at that and say, well, I don't know if I'd want that entry level Mac Pro. I'd want to put this into it and a little bit update it a little bit. You know,
like to $19,000.
Yeah, yeah. In no time, it's you know, your a down payment on a house or something. But
well, did you get 2 30-inch cinema displays? Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just wondering if you got 3.
No, nope.
Some people go 2 for the 3 banger.
Yeah. Well, it had. Just its choice in the thing, I think, is only 2 of them. So I just took all the best stuff when I was pricing. But $2,500, it's pretty good for what the computer is. I'm sure it's smoking.
Yeah, and it's nothing that you or I would
You want
really
another
need.
Drive in there, and you want another some more RAM in there. Like, what's the RAM come in? 4 gigs or something, maybe? What's it come with? 2, 4?
Probably 4.
It's 32. That's thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
32 gigs of RAM. I wonder just how smoking that is. Like, when I double click on something, is it there? Like, before my second click, how fast is it exactly?
It does read your mind.
Will you ever see a beach ball?
I don't think so.
If I paid $20,000 for a computer and saw a beach ball,
No. I don't know what I do. You buy a MacBook right now, you don't see beach balls.
A MacBook?
Yeah, a MacBook. And as long as you max it out in the RAM, you're going to be good. You're not going to see beach balls. I rarely see beach balls.
Yeah.
And I got a computer that's over a year old.
Pathetic.
Yeah, I know. It's
fine. It's brutal. That's what takes up my time. A lot of my time is waiting.
I'll bet.
You know what I mean? I do a project that's, you know, fairly simple. But because I'm using, you know, two plugins, when I should, in reality, be able to use like, you know, half a dozen probably or more, I can't get anywhere. I have some music I actually work on, and I actually have to bounce everything down to two stereo tracks, get the best mix I can, and then bring that back into overlay tracks because I can't even put another track. I can't put like a third track in. That's pathetic. But anyway, that's my rant and rave today. We still need a rant and rave ID. Oh, but what I want to talk about a little bit really quickly is we're just about finished here is headphones. Okay. We use headphones a lot. A lot of people use headphones a lot. I mean, a lot of people will have headphones on at work and, you know, there's a lot of different kinds and styles and types and sounds and, you know, of headphones and price ranges. And, you know, just to give you an idea of, you know, what's out there in case you're interested in headphones. I mean, there are the kind of headphones that have a little, a rubber nib that kind of suctions in your ear.
Those are my favorite.
There are noise-canceling headphones, and the earbuds that are noise-canceling are actually, you know, have some technology built in that are different than just the suction ones, but I do find that the plain old suction ones that you buy for $20-$30 maybe from Sony, they'll cancel out a lot of noise because they suction in. And I find that they, you know, can't really hear anything out there, but there are actually ones that, you know, you pay upwards of $100 that are noise-canceling earbuds.
Right.
And supposedly makes a big difference. I haven't tried them, so I don't know.
What they do, it doesn't just filter out noise. It takes frequencies and eliminates them. Like it's like it's got like a some kind of a filter that takes the noise that's coming in to the headphones and
from the outside.
From the outside, yeah.
But if you know that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, you know, maybe if. Some people use them even just for kicking back and sleeping. You know, you can get them, you can get some, and if I'm not mistaken, Bose even makes some of their noise canceling headphones, and they promote them as being, you know, great for an airplane or something like that. So you can, yeah, sleeping and stuff like that. And, the wires detach. So you just, you know, you don't have the cord hanging or whatever, and you can put those noise canceling headphones on and not hear anything. So if that's really something that interests you of having a, you know, and they come in a nice little carry case so you can just throw them in your purse or your bag or whatever your carry on, that kind of thing. And so you can get noise canceling headphones for both in buds and in, you know, on the ear or around. And that's another thing too, the difference between on the ear headphones and around the ear. Some where the soft, sponge or whatever it is going to sit on your ears, you know, so the headphone is speaker is not really that big and it sits on your ear, or you can get them with a much bigger when you even call that
muff
ear muff, it would be around your actual ear, so it'd be bigger and rounder and it wouldn't be pushing on the ear itself, which in a lot of cases is much more comfortable. So
muff.
Yeah, nothing like a nice, big, comfortable muff.
I agree.
You know?
But don't keep your headphones on too long.
Or too loud.
That's yeah. Right. You can do some damage to your ears.
And then you want to look at some of the adapters and things because, you know, you can, they'll come with the little eighth-inch jack that's for like a Discman or little players and things like that.
Discman.
Yeah, Discman.
They have these new things out? They're called iPods?
No, okay. or the Zune.
Zunes are nice.
Get me started on that. But you can get adapters to change the end. And a lot of decent headphones now come with an adapter to switch it. So it'll come with a big, it'll have the quarter-inch jack, like for the full-size stereo or mixer boards and things. And it'll come with an adapter to go to the small one or vice versa. So that's something you want to look at in a new set of headphones, whether it comes with it or not, or you have to get that so that you can take advantage of using it, you know, with all your different devices. So just a little bit of talk about headphones.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used raincoats.
Does that have anything to do with an in crowd?
No, I could. What can you
if
sell
you're
for
an in crowd? I don't think you're wearing a raincoat. Hey, with the yellow hood hat. Okay. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by Steve and Larry. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Oh, that's good.
That's Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Well,
sometimes bad publicity is good publicity.
Sometimes. So. I think the actual saying is any publicity is good publicity.
There you go.
Yeah. So do you want to be talked about? Is that what you're saying? Please talk about me because then I could be in the in crowd.
I suppose. It's something that sort of ties in there, you know, being talked about, not being talked about, popularity.
But what if you're being talked about
negatively, slandered
by the in crowd? You'll never get an in crowd then.
But they know who you are. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe they're scared of you. Maybe they're this. Maybe they're that. But they're talking about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can look at it another way. But no, I guess it's not good if they talk about you and say, oh, that girl's a hoe skank, or that guy's a deek, or, you know.
So what?
That could be a bad thing. I suppose it's not good. You'll probably never be on the in crowd, but
right,
they know who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's that guy. That's that girl.
Exactly. Ooh, there's that boy.
Yeah. Anyway. There's that girl and boy. Together. Anyway, that's this week's show. And as mentioned, next week's show, Obsessive Compulsive, we'll take a look at this phenomenon of the mind next week on the Jabbercast.
What is it?
Obsessive Compulsive. What?
Oh, you said something about the mind.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon of the mind.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm sorry. I read something into that. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.